Exclusive: Angel Parents Meet with House Republicans on Countering Democrats' Unfettered Immigration. By John Binder on March 18, 2022. Angel parents, whose children were killed by illegal aliens, met with House Republicans at a Republican Study Committee RSC, gathering this week in Washington, D.C. to discuss countering the Democrats' unfettered immigration policies, Breitbart News exclusively learned. Angel dad Don Rosenberg, whose son Drew was killed by an illegal alien in 2010, and Angel mom Maureen Maloney, whose son Matthew was killed in 2011 by an illegal alien, spoke before a room full of House Republicans at the invitation of RSC Chairman Representative Jim Banks, RN. Rosenberg and Maloney, who lead advocates for victims of illegal alien crime, AVIAC, each told their stories in the sanctuary policies that protected the illegal aliens convicted of killing their sons. It is long overdue for liberal sanctuary jurisdictions to face the consequences for reckless sanctuary policies that lead to violent crime and deaths. Violent crimes and deaths that were all preventable, Maloney said in her prepared remarks. The pair urged House Republicans to throw their support behind Representative Ted Budd's RNC, Justice for Victims of Sanctuary Cities Act, which has been endorsed by former President Trump. The legislation would create a private right for angel families to sue sanctuary jurisdictions for compensatory damages in civil court. Sanctuary jurisdictions refusing to waive their immunity as it relates to sanctuary-related civil action would run the risk of having their community development block grant funding withheld, the legislation dictates. When did harboring criminals and obstructing justice become legal? Rosenberg said in his prepared remarks at the RSC meeting. But so far that is what the courts have decided. That's why the Justice for Victims of Sanctuary Cities Act is so important. Hold the woke, virtue signaling public servants accountable and let us see how fast they are to run away from their atrocious dangerous policies. Butts legislation should only be the beginning for a rigorous agenda that focuses on shutting down illegal immigration and its facilitators at non-governmental organizations, NGOs, Rosenberg and Maloney told Breitbart News. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has vowed not to consider amnesty for illegal aliens if he becomes Speaker of the House next year. Bringing legislation to the House floor, not just vowing to stop legislation, must be at the forefront of a House Republican majority agenda, Angel families say. They need to hit the ground running with illegal immigration, Maloney told Breitbart News in a conversation following the RSC meeting. They need to have bills ready to go. Currently, Republicans in the House and Senate are hoping to flip both chambers with a wave of GOP wins in the upcoming midterm elections in November. Rather than making big promises with no legislative game plan to counter the nation's mass immigration influx, as former House Speaker Paul Ryan did when Trump and Republicans swept every branch in 2016, Angel families are hoping a House Republican majority brings a rush of bills to the House floor that allows voters to see where members stand on a multitude of issues from sanctuary jurisdictions to asylum laws to visa overstays. You've got to force lawmakers to not only introduce bills but actually take a vote, Rosenberg told Breitbart News. The last legislative session saw a number of pieces of legislation introduced by House Republicans to stem illegal immigration, but most of which languished in their respective committees, preventing them from ever coming up for a vote. Banks' RSC budget for fiscal year 2022 endorsed a series of bills such as Representative Clay Higgins, RLA, Finish the Wall Act to continue all border wall construction projects that were on schedule before President Joe Biden took office. The legislation has 86 co-sponsors, including high-ranking members of the House Homeland Security Committee. A similar plan introduced by Representative John Katko, RNY, was the only immigration-related legislation that McCarthy and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, signed on to last session. The RSC has also endorsed Representative Matt Rosendale's R-Mount, Remain in Mexico Act to codify into federal law the Trump-era policy requiring border crossers to stay in Mexico while their asylum claims are adjudicated. Representative Randy Feenstra's, Sarah's law to require federal authorities to detain illegal aliens accused of murder or serious bodily injury. And Representative Warren Davidson's, RO, Fairness in Representation Amendment that would require the Census Bureau to apportion congressional districts based on American citizens. A House GOP majority agenda could also include with overwhelming support from their constituents. Reductions to the nation's historically high legal immigration levels, where more than 1.2 million green cards are rewarded to foreign nationals every year and a million more temporary work visas are given out annually, adding to a large visa overstay population. Such a plan would see major support among Republican voters to end the process known as chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the United States. The latest Rasmussen Report survey finds that 82% of Republicans want a reduction to current legal immigration levels. 71% of Republicans support ending chain migration. And 64% of Republicans want Congress to require businesses to hire jobless Americans over allocating out more work visas to foreign nationals. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.